This is TechCrunch.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is TechCrunch.
Apple Vision Pro. Here's Everything You Need to Know by Kyle Wiggers. Apple took the wraps off the Vision Pro, its long-rumored augmented reality AR headset. The Vision Pro is one of Apple's most ambitious products to date, 1 year in the making, and packed with technology that might just warrant the sky-high price tag. But there was much more to today's announcement than hardware. Alongside the Vision Pro, Apple debuted an entirely new operating system, Vision OS, and a slew of apps that'll be available on the OS and, by extension, the Vision Pro at launch. It's a lot to keep track of, which is why we created a handy condensed guide to everything Apple announced around the Vision Pro and Vision OS. Vision Pro has a ski goggle-like design. The first thing you'll notice about the Vision Pro is the chassis, which evokes a pair of high-end ski goggles. A tinted, continuous front panel wraps around the wearer's eyes, acting as a lens and concealing a fan that draws air through the headset to cool the electronics inside. Around the back of the Vision Pro, there's a band that can be easily swapped out and a dial for adjusting the tightness of the headset. Zeiss worked in partnership with Apple to create magnetic lenses for prescription wearers. Unlike some AR headsets on the market, the Vision Pro's battery pack isn't built into the device itself. A wire running from the rear connects to a battery pack, which provides up to 2 hours of use, or Vision Pro wearers can plug into the wall for an extended experience. One presumes that the displays suck up most of the power. The Vision Pro has two plus an external panel, one for each eye with 23 million pixels across both. A custom 3D lens ensures that the UI always remains within view, while features like HDR and wide color deliver an ostensibly superior image. IR cameras inside of the Vision Pro track your eyes, while downward-facing cameras on the exterior of the chassis track hands. A third set of sensors, LiDAR sensors, sense objects around the Vision Pro in real time, tracking their positions. All of the Vision Pro's sensors, 23 in total, including a dozen cameras, 5 sensors, and 6 mics, feed into the R1, a new Apple-originated chip designed to eliminate lag and stream images to the headset's display 8 times faster than the blink of an eye, as per Apple PR. The R1 also enables EyeSight, a feature of the Vision Pro that projects a live feed of the wearer's eyes to the aforementioned external display. It has the effect of making the headset look transparent, at least in pre-recorded videos. The jury's out on how well it works in practice, of course. Vision OS. The software powering the Vision Pro is Vision OS, which Apple describes as the first OS designed from the ground up for spatial computing. Spatial computing being Apple's phrase of choice for AR and virtual reality experiences. At the architecture level, Vision OS shares core blocks in common with macOS and iOS, but adds a real-time subsystem for processing interactive visuals on the Vision Pro. The three-dimensional interface of Vision OS frees apps from the boundaries of a traditional display so that they can appear side by side at different scales. The UI responds dynamically to natural light, casting shadows to help communicate scale and distance. At launch, Vision OS will feature apps, including Unity apps, which run natively on the Vision Pro, from Adobe, specifically Lightroom, Microsoft Office, and other major developers. There is medical software for looking at renders of anatomy and an engineering app for visualizing physics phenomena like airflow on top of real-world objects. You'll get those apps and more from a brand new app store, which is launching simultaneously with the Vision Pro. Beyond apps, over 100 Apple Arcade titles will be available to play on visionOS on day one, Apple says. At least one iOS mainstay will make the jump to visionOS, FaceTime. On the Vision Pro, FaceTime will work by creating a 3D avatar of your face pieced together from scans. Teams, WebEx, and Zoom will also support 3D avatars. Where and how to buy the Apple Vision Pro? The Vision Pro won't be available for a while, not until early next year, Apple says, and won't come cheap. Priced at $3,499, the Vision Pro is significantly more expensive than even the most pessimistic rumors suggested. On the plus side, customers who book an appointment in an Apple store will get a demo and a chance to personalize their fit before they buy the Vision Pro. Given the price, I'd say the red carpet treatment is warranted.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.